Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
We are all diamonds together in this beautiful sky, this universal, gorgeous, God-given sky full of cosmos, angels, extraterrestrials, just full of love, joy, peace, the moon, the stars, and all the planets. We're all part of this beautiful universe together. So we are in for another show tonight with My Beauty Angel Show. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have all my loyal listeners and followers coming back again. And also adjusting because my shows were on Thursdays and they've been switched to Wednesdays. So thank you so much for being flexible and adaptable. It's really important on our journey in this lifetime that we are kind of go with the flow and flow like the fishes and the mermaids in the sea. Today and tonight, wherever you are in the world, we have an awesome special guest, and she's also a new friend of mine, and I just adore her. She is Spiritual Psychic of Sedona, Scotty Little Star. And she spells her name S-C-O-T-T-I-E, Little Star, L-I-T-T-L-E-S-T-A-R. And she is an open channel for the Ascended Masters, angels, and your spiritual teachers and your spiritual guides. She's also a palmist, an intuitive tarot card reader. She can help you with past, present, and future dreams, relocation, relationships, pet concerns, health, travel, finance, romance, career, past lives, and like I said, your spiritual teachers and guides. Really any life topic that your heart desires, you can ask her. She may be answering one question, or possibly two, that's up to her discretion. Tonight on the air. So I do encourage you to join us and call or Skype in to our phone number, which is, or our number, it's 347-237-5339. I want to express my gratitude to the Greater Good Ministries brand and my dear friend, Reverend B. Barbara Delosier, who I adore. She's like family to me. She's my producer, and she produced many shows, and there are many other hosts, and we're all here to empower you to live your life according to your soul mission and vision and let it unfold, and with love and joy and peace on the planet as much as we can. Back to Scotty. Scotty is an open channel for spirit. She's a spiritual telescope. I love that. She's a spiritual telescope. She can project into the energy of people, places, pets. She also, you know, she works, she's a senior psychic for 18 years at the Center for New Age in Sedona. And we are broadcasting from Arizona. I'm based in the Scottsdale/Carefree area. And I'll be bringing Scotty on momentarily to join us for a very fun, magical, mystical, and amazing show tonight. And you'll know it's going to be magical when you hear Scotty's voice because she will make you laugh. She's got so much love and humor, and she's really a spirit that comes with a big heart of service. And she takes great, she's just has such a big heart and wants to be of service to help heal and help enlighten people. She's clairvoyant. She sees visions psychically, clairaudient. She can hear other dimensions. Clairsentient, she can feel and sense things psychically. Clairessence, she smells scents from other dimensions. And empathic, she senses other people's feelings and emotions and physically can feel their pain. And I know what that's like because I'm an empath too, so we share that empathic nature, that divine essence. She can soul travel into the energies of people, places, companies, wherever you want to send Scotty, she'll travel there. And I want to say one last thing before we bring her on. She also is an enterpathic technologies consultant. She carries all the enterpathic, when I say enterpathic, that's capital E-N-E-R-P-A-T-H-I-C, technologies. They're products to help people get out of chronic pain, neutralizing chemicals, poisons, and toxins from all the food now, especially the GMO and the Monsanto food that's out there as we know it, and provide protection from all frequencies such as cell phones, computers, toxic, you know, electronic devices, and any kind of pollution and devices or anything that's really affecting our bodies. So she gets a real kick out of turning a scowl into, you know, that frown and upside down into a smile. And she really enjoys helping people feel great and feel good about themselves. So she's really a multi-talented, multi-dimensional psychic medium and channeler. You can reach her via email at Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-I-E, at scottylittlestar.com, just like it sounds. Remember, it's Scotty with an I-E. You can also contact her at the main office at the Center for the New Age in Sedona, where she works, to schedule a one-on-one reading, in-person reading, or on the phone. But her phone number there is 928-282-2085. That's 928-282-2085. And schedule your own one-on-one private reading if there's something that you don't want to ask on the air. Well, I think I've heard enough of my own voice, and I would love to hear Scotty's divine, beautiful spirit that she is. So without further delay, let's bring on Psychic Scotty Littlestar. Welcome, Scotty.
Welcome. How are you? It's nice to hear from
you. Good.
Can I make a quick mention about the email address, though, because you're using my website, which I really haven't revamped or done in years. My actual email address is Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-I-E, Littlestar, at SuddenLink. It's SuddenLink.net. Scotty Littlestar at SuddenLink.net. That's my actual email address.
Okay, and I've typed it in the chat box for all to see. Pamela's
thank you.
The chat box. Yes, Scotty Littlestar, and I should know better because that's how I email you, Scotty, so I apologize. Scotty Littlestar at suddenlink.net.
Right.
Okay, and I do have it put in there, and we'll announce that a little bit later on, too, once again, so people know how to reach you via email as well. And what about the phone number? Is there a preferred phone number?
The Center for the New Age, where I have my office, because we have a concierge that takes care of all the readers and if they want to set up an appointment. And they can give out my home phone if someone calls there directly and they feel they need to talk to me themselves. But the center's number is 928-282-2085.
2085. Okay, and I have typed that in, 2085. Mm-hmm. I have that also in the chat box. For anyone in the chat box. And we do have already callers lining up for you, Scotty, because you're world famous. You might be in Sedona, but you're world famous from what I hear.
Yep.
So where would you like to start today? Because you're my special guest, and I'm grateful to have you and everyone listening to you. And, you know, where would you like to start? I have a few questions. Did you want me to start with some of those?
Whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Okay. Well, how can you explain for us how you do a reading? How do you conduct your reading, Scotty?
Well, when people come to see me in person, and once they see me in person, a lot of them do phone readings as well, or even if they haven't seen me in person before, but I actually do an invocation prayer prior to the reading to set up the energy for who we're connecting with, protection and grounding. And I will have talked to them before the reading anyways to help them understand how spirit works through me, because I can be a little bit different than some of the other psychics, and I don't mean to be. It's just that, you know, I soul travel, and it's a term that I coined to help describe how spirit can take me places into people and animals and things like that. So I do usually talk to people, sometimes a good 10 to 15 minutes prior to them having a read with me, and that's like the in-person readings. Otherwise, I recommend that people go to the center's website, which is www.sedona, S-E-D-O-N-A, New Age Center, just like it sounds, SedonaNewAgeCenter.com. And when they're on that front page of the website, they can click on to have a psychic reading, and it pulls down a window with all the readers there, and you just click on to Scotty, and it takes you to my bio. Well, there's a couple of videos on there. There's a bunch of testimonials down near the bottom, which gives an idea of the variety of topics that spirit can cover. But the first video on there is me describing how I do my readings in about 3 minutes or less. So I always recommend that people go to that and look at my bio, maybe read the testimonials. There's also quite a number of testimonials that I have or reviews that are about me on TripAdvisor as well. So just, you know, for any reader, anyone, not just me, but any reader, they should do their research.
Yes, and she has some excellent videos.
Yeah.
I actually looked at your videos, Scotty, before we actually officially had our reading together. And I know for a fact how awesome Scotty is, and she really is gifted. And just, you know, you will only know for yourself when you get a reading. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you. But it can be different
than
what people expect, because, you know, most people they think they have like a preconceived idea of how spirit works because they see other psychics on TV, which, you know, much of that is edited. And they hear it from friends, and so they don't really know when they come to see me how different it can be, but that they can literally ask anything. There's no taboos. Like, for instance, with a lot of psychics, they don't like people asking health questions because they're so afraid that the client's going to come back to them later on and complain to them as if they're a doctor. And I always say, well, you know, you're not going to a freaking doctor when you're going to a psychic, you know, so what do I care? It's between them and spirit. So this, as far as I'm concerned, they can ask anything. And if spirit tells me, shows me, or makes me feel, you know, the answer, or else I go into the energy of something, then I'll answer it. But, see, even on the air, we have to be careful because in person, when you ask me how I do my readings, I write down the person's name that they go by. Doesn't have to be their legal real name, whatever name they use all the time, and their last name spelled correctly, and the town or suburb they live in and state, because that's their vibration. See, it's different than like with maybe an astrologer or a numerologist or whatever where they want their exact name. I am all about energy. So whatever name they resonate to is what I'm going to want. See, if I was across the street from you and you yelled out my legal real name, I wouldn't even turn my head because I don't resonate to it. I grew up with about 6 to 7 girls with the same name in every classroom when I was a kid. So I don't even care for my first name, and my last name is actually Scott. So but I don't want to go by Scotty Scott. You know what I mean? In fact, did I tell you how Spirit gave me that last name of Little Star? It's hilarious.
Go for it. Tell us.
Well,
tell us again.
I was up in my office one day, and I was asking Spirit to give me a last name because I just had Scotty on my flyers down in the office. And all of a sudden, Spirit said to me, "How about Little Star?" And I said, "Little Star? Well, first of all, I'm not Native American, and that sounds hokey to me." And they said, "Why do you think you dot your I with a little star?" Well, I do, and I always have. Even on all my business cards, my flyers, there's a little star over the words, over the name Scotty. And I added it up, and numerologically it adds up to 11, which is one of the Christ vibrations, which is what I channel. So it just ended up being perfect. And I do ask people to, you know, have questions handy because I'm kind of like an oracle. As a matter of fact, I didn't know this until I was at the center for many years, that I actually was an oracle at Delphi, one of the oracles. And at first when I was told that by Spirit, I thought it was an object because of some Star Trek movie I'd seen where he pulled the thing out of the cupboard and there was this object and, you know, it gave him visions. And so I'm like, how could I have been an oracle? I'm not an object. And then since then, I've been shown many visions since then to know what the life was like when the oracles of Delphi were on the planet. So, anyways, do you have another question?
Yes, I do. Would love to know, how can we connect with our guides better?
Ah, great question. Everybody wants to connect with their guides, and for different people it's different, so I'm going to give you a couple of different ways. The very first and best way for anyone to connect with their guides is to pay attention to how their body feels, because the best way our spiritual teachers and guides can come through is through the physical body, because we're humans and we have the ability to feel. So if someone, let's say you're in a room full of people and someone comes in over in the corner, comes in through the door, and your system kind of goes, ugh, you know, but without the sound. That's your guide saying, oh, whatever's going on right now might not be in your best and highest good at this time, or just don't do it. Whatever's going on around you, if you get that, ugh, just don't do it. However, if it feels clear, open, uplifted, maybe you get that mentholated rush through the body, then that's the green light to move ahead. Because everybody can prove this to themselves. When you get that feeling, like that, like I said, with somebody walks in the room and you get that feeling, and then you go over and you talk to them and you find out they're a turkey just like you thought. Well, you wasted your time when you could have been talking to somebody next to you and had a great time and maybe learned something wonderful. So that's
right.
The first thing is to really pay attention to your body and have more faith and trust in how your body is responding to people or situations or things around you. The second way is through the mind. You know, a lot of us would like to be able to hear from our guides. We all have these psychic abilities. We're all born with them. I always say it resides in the auric field, to psychically see, to psychically hear, to psychically feel. We're all born with it, but that doesn't mean that everyone chose to do this kind of work when they came onto the planet, but they're still born with it. And to access it, to know this about your mind, is that whenever you, well, let me explain this first. Our spiritual teachers and guides know exactly what we're going to say before we utter a word, and they know exactly what we're going to think before we think it. So think about that. Before you've had a thought consciously in your head, you've had it outside of yourself. So spirit knows what you're going to say when you're consciously aware of saying it in your head. You'll go to ask yourself a question, and bam, you'll get the answer. That's your guides. And this is when it's the person actually thinking to themselves. They'll go to ask themselves a question, bam, they'll get the answer or get interrupted with the answer. But for some reason, they think it's coming from them, or they're doubting it for whatever reason. So they're going to ask themselves the same question, and they might even change it a little bit to see if they get a different answer. And guess what? They got a different answer. Well, that's messing with their minds. They're messing themselves up. I have a different term, but I won't use it on the air. So that's what I'm saying. Is first thought is God's thought, or your spiritual teachers and guides, when you're interrupted with the answer. The second time you ask it and you get a different answer, that's them, and they need to realize that. Okay, the third way that I recommend for people to get in touch with their spiritual teachers and guides, that if they're guided to do this, is to journal with their guides. And this is fairly easy to do. You get a pad of paper and pen that you dedicate to journaling with your guides, and every night before you go to bed for a while, you want to do this every night, the way I suggest this. There's steps here. If anyone has a piece of paper and pen out, you know, you want to write down these steps. Is you breathe in through your nose deeply and slowly out your mouth. Get your body all relaxed. I always call upon Archangel Michael, you can write down A.A. Michael, to bring down the golden dome, D-O-M-E, of protection around you. And then I keep breathing in deeply and slowly out my mouth and relaxing my body. And you want to have questions handy, too, by the way. You know, because talking to spirits sometimes, you can't just say, like, well, tell me about Joe, you know. We're multi-leveled. So are they asking about, you know, health, their career, their love life? You know, what are they asking about? So when you're talking to somebody, you want to have questions handy. And then when they relax enough.
Sorry, Scotty, but you just spurred something on for me, just to remind anybody that we take a call from, to please have their question ready for you, right? Have it written down and ready.
Absolutely. Okay. So what they're going to do is have questions handy in their mind, and then ask spirit, whoever of their spiritual teachers and guides wants to come through and answer the questions, to please come through. And then they keep relaxing and breathing into their nose and slowly out their mouth. Now, what's going to happen is that they might hear something over and over again, like, greetings, dear one. Greetings, dear one. Greetings, dear one. Well, if they don't put it down on paper, it's going to get stuck in their brain, and nothing else is going to get in. So they need to write down whatever they're hearing, even if they think they're making it up. Write it down. Because once you start writing it down, spirit talks like in a flood of information in seconds. It can be 1,000 words, you know, per couple of seconds. And so they're writing it down as fast as they can in their own handwriting. And then when they get to the end of the last couple words they hear, they can ask another question and bam, they're hearing the answer. Then they can go ahead and keep doing that until they get tired or they don't, or they're struggling trying to hear words. And before you put your pen down, stop and say, who's talking to me? And then here's the key of getting this down for you, for yourselves, is that before you go to bed, reread what you just wrote from top to bottom. And, oh, leave a margin out to the left-hand side so you can write down your questions next to the answers, because this is going to happen so fast for some people. You are not going to have time to write your questions down on the same pad of paper, because you're going to want to keep this sometimes for months or years and go back and look at it, and you're going to get a lot of aha moments out of it. But when you go back and reread it, this is what you're going to ask yourself. Are these my words? Are these my thoughts? Is this how I talk? Because while you're asking those questions, as you're rereading what you've just gotten from your guides, you're going to hear yourself on a subconscious level go, no, no, no. Because it's going to help you to get over that human doubt system. And after so many times of doing this, just by osmosis, you're going to quit asking. That's when you know you can talk to them during the day. Oh, I really need you guys, and boom, they're coming through. See what I mean?
Yeah, it's I'm a little bit confused on the no part, though, Scotty.
You're asking yourself questions after you've written, after you've done your guide, your journaling with your guides.
Right.
After you're done writing, and you say, "Who's talking to me?" and you write down the name before you go to bed. Reread it from top to bottom and ask yourself questions while you're rereading it. Are these my words? Is this how I talk? Is this how I think? While you're rereading it. Because on a subconscious level, you'll keep saying no to those questions. And that will help you to get over your self-doubt things, thinking it's coming from you.
Okay, so it's coming from the guides. You're saying it was channeled out. Self-channeled. We are channeling it through the our guides. Right?
This is how to journal with your guides. Absolutely.
With your guides.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I want to get clarity on. Okay. So then this will help us get past the doubt.
Right. The self-doubt system we all have.
Okay.
Right. By asking yourself those questions while you're rereading what you just journaled with your guides. Because a lot of people are going to think that they're making it up or it's coming from them. So you want to ask those questions as you're rereading it to help you get over those doubts. And then after so many, you know, nights of doing this, you're just going to quit asking. And then you can just start journaling any time during the day or whenever you feel like, you know, you need to get in touch with them, because you've developed that connection and you've gotten over that doubt. See, doubt is a serious block. When you doubt, when you use words like bizarre or this is crazy or, you know, oh, this has got to be coming from me, that creates a block. I'm just helping them get over their blocks.
And that stands in the way of people moving forward because they get stuck. So they're just paralyzed.
Yeah, moving
right?
forward with connecting with their guides.
Yep. Wow,
their belief
that's
system and their
powerful. Very powerful information.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent information. Is there anything else that we need that you want to say about that?
Mm-mm.
Before we move on to the next one?
Just practice it every night for a while until they get proficient at it. And they've developed
and
that connection with their guides.
Then we won't need to ask those questions. They'll just be gone. Those
after
questions
a while, they'll
just
stop asking.
Just stop asking them.
Yeah,
okay.
After a while, it'll just be natural. It'll just come naturally to each person. When they're ready, they'll just stop asking.
Okay,
because they
get it. Okay, got it. So another question. Now, let's see. We're almost half into the show. Do you want to start taking any callers right now and come back to another couple questions?
Hey, it's up to you. It's your show. I'm more than open to whatever happens.
Okay. Well, we do have a couple people waiting on hold a long time.
Sure.
Why don't we try to take a couple if it's okay with you, Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, callers, thank you so much for calling in here to the My Beauty Angel show. In association with Greater Good Ministries, inspiration, all inspiration all the time, and thank you to Vlog Talk Radio for allowing us to be here together as well, for facilitating the technology. It's awesome technology, the BTR shows. So I want to, I just want to say before I take a 501 area code, please have your question, specific one or two questions ready. We'll kind of play it by ear. We want to get to a couple other callers as well. But Scotty will need your name and the town you live in, please. The name and the town
and state.
That you do. And the state. Mm-hmm. Town and the state. So 501, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Pamela. I'm calling
from Cottonwood. Oh, hi, Pamela. I can't hear you too well, dear. Welcome. Will you say that again? You're in Cottonwood?
Cottonwood, Arizona.
Yes.
I'm not that far from Sedona.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. What questions do you have for Scotty today?
Okay, well, I work for the National Park Service, and at this time we are currently closed. And I was wondering about how long you think this furlough will last and if we will get paid after the government reopens.
Okay, and what's Pamela's last name?
DeYoung.
Can you spell it for me, please?
D-E, capital Y-O-U-N-G.
Y-O, like young, like is the opposite of old, young?
Right.
Y-O-U-N-G, okay. Thought you said a D. Okay, I'll be back to you.
Well, it's all one last name. D-E, capital Y-O-U-N-G, all one last name.
Right. All right,
run
I'm going to close
yeah.
my eyes and I'll be back to you in just 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Hold on just a minute. Pamela?
Yes.
I feel like this is going to go on for another 2 to 3 weeks, and it feels like you're probably going to be getting paid probably by or before the end of October. I know,
oh,
you
great.
Need it now, huh?
Yeah, because I'm permanently in Arkansas, and
mm-hmm.
I'm out here 6 months, and I just found out today that my renter moved out.
Oh, boy.
So I'm wondering if I'll be able to get someone in my rent house.
I'm sorry, if you're asking me another question, I'm gonna need a whole bunch of other information. If you want, you can get a hold of me after the show. If you wanted to, I don't know if you want to set up a reading or not, but it sounds like you're going to be getting into some other things that I'll need to really spend some good time with you and just really get into the energy of it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Anyways, good luck with that, because like I said, I think you're going to be getting your check towards more closer to the end of October. Probably
okay.
in the last week of October. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll keep you in my prayers, dear friend Pamela.
Yep.
Lots of love
Me
to
too.
You, sweetheart. Hang on. I'm going to put you back on the show. Hang on. Back in the queue. Okay. Bless her heart. That's got to be
mm-hmm.
frustrating. The next caller, I'm not sure if it's Skype, but it's showing up as a 111, so 111 or Skype. Welcome to My Beauty Angel Show. You're on the air with Scotty Little Star and Audrey. Where are you calling from? Hello? Caller, are you there?
I'm not sure if this is my, if I'm the one that you're expecting.
Okay, what were you calling to have a reading with Scotty?
Oh, okay, I guess that's me.
Yes,
no,
it's
actually,
you.
Sorry. I apologize.
That's
I have
okay.
no idea why it's showing up as a 111. I'm not on Skype. But, okay. No, you know, I don't have a reading question, actually. I did actually have a reading with Scotty over the phone, actually twice. And I the last reading, or last couple readings, I actually had mentioned to her that she was spot on. Very, very good readings. Very correct, and they really resonated with me. But my question for her is, or for you, Scotty, rather, is how does it, you had told me that you were a skeptical psychic, and I wanted to know, you know, when people tell you how good your readings are and you get that feedback, you know, of how correct you are, how does that make you feel?
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? It makes me feel awesome. But, see, what people don't realize is that they're thinking about me as being like a typical psychic, and it's not about me being some great psychic or whatever. I'm just a good channeler. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm good at hearing from my spirit guides. I'm good at being able to soul travel, and so it's not really about me. But I still love it because when I do readings, I forget afterwards. I have people that come back to see me several times, and they keep trying to say, "Do you remember what you said in this reading? Or you said this or that?" And I'm like, "No." And by the way, because your voice sounds familiar, who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, Scotty. This is Lisa.
Lisa.
Henry.
Oh, Lisa Henry. Oh, great. You're out in California.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm
that's
still
great.
Work,
I'm so glad to hear from you.
Thank you. No, I just want to say how wonderful you are. Your readings were so incredibly helpful. You just really have no idea how much they helped me and how just amazing, you know, they were. I was meant to meet you and have these readings, I know. So, you know, I kind of wanted to ask you that question because I remembered you saying that you were skeptical, and I was just curious, you know, when you get that feedback, how you feel. And so thank you so much for answering that question.
Thank you, Lisa. And it was really good to hear from you. As a matter of fact, let me say something about that. When I started working at the Center for the New Age back in like October of 95, I'm a Libra. I'm all about truth, and that's at the top of the list of everything for me. And so I did not want to do readings unless they were clear or true for my clients. I ended up going to a small business meeting where I met a woman who channeled Archangel Michael. In fact, I met her because I pulled her card out of the hat, and whoever pulled whoever's card, you know, got whatever their service was. And I ended up going to her house for this reading with Archangel Michael, and I'm, you know, crying my head off and telling him I don't want to do readings unless it's clear or if it's right for people. And, you know, because I have such a system of doubts, too, not as much as I did back then. But he told me as long as I called upon his name, he would assure me that the information would be correct. And so that's why I call upon him every single psychic message circle I do and every single reading that I do. I do that in the invocation prayer. Just to, you know, contact my guides and the ascended masters and the archangels and angels of the Christ vibration and just everyone. So thank you for that, Lisa. That's really a good reminder because I've come a long way, and I've been talking about writing a book called The Skeptical Psychic for like 18 years.
well, thank you.
Awesome.
I'm so glad I got to ask you that.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm going to put you back on hold in case you want to listen to the rest of the show. And please do join us again, dear. Lots of love to you. That was sweet of her to give that testimonial for Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say once again that you can contact Scotty privately for a one-on-one reading at her phone number of 928-282-2085. Again, 928-282-2085, and her email address is Scotty, Scottie, little, Little, star, star, at suddenlink, that's suddenlink.net, if you would like to contact her via email to schedule an appointment or phone her directly on the phone number. And you can also see her at the Center for New Age, the Center for New Age in Sedona, personally, you know, to meet with her personally. We do have another caller. Scotty, are you ready for another caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. On 909, we're going to welcome you tonight to the My Beauty Angel program. What's your name and where are you calling from? 909? Are you there, 909? Are you, maybe you just want to listen today? That's, you know, sometimes if people are quiet, I just have to assume that they're just wanting to listen. So I'll put you back on hold, and if you press 1 again, we can take your call and answer your question. No, they're not responding, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That happens sometimes. And I do see another caller with a 925. If you'd like a reading with Scotty, please just press 1. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And please hit 1, and that will alert us. Oh, it looks like she's back on. Let me see if 909. 909, are you with us? Welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show. No. That's quite all right. I'm going to put you back on hold. Thanks for listening. Okay, Scotty, sorry about that. So, are you ready for another interview question?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would like to know what, in your perspective and in the eyes of you, a gifted multidimensional woman with your gifts, what is the true meaning of life?
I love that question, because hasn't mankind been asking that for eons and eons?
Yes.
Let me tell you, I actually had an experience. I used to channel different individual beings years ago, and I stopped just to go to, you know, Father, Mother, God, all there is, just to go to Source, because we're all part of the One. But years and years ago, I used to channel different beings, and one of them that would come through me was Ashtar. And he has what I call a very expanded consciousness, or what I call a Christ consciousness, because that's what we're all doing, is we're working on becoming our best, our highest selves into the fourth and fifth dimensional states of being. But a lot of people don't realize that Christ is not Jesus' last name. It's an energy. It's a vibration that we're all, consciously or aware of it or not, attempting to become our highest self, our highest being. Well, many years ago, there was a group of girls that were asking me to channel. And as I started to channel for them, Ashtar came through. And one of the girls literally said, "What's the meaning of life?" And he simply said, "Life, the meaning of all life, is to reconnect with the creative life force." In other words, to reconnect with God. And since, throughout the years, I have also learned more about that, is that each lifetime that we live, whether people believe in incarnations or not, if the soul is eternal, think about it. Where is your soul goal when your physical body passes in this lifetime? Where was your soul before this lifetime that you're in? So each incarnation, it's meant for the soul to get purified enough so that it can reconnect with the creative life force. Are you familiar with there's a picture that is on one of the walls. It's not a picture. It's like a painting or etching or whatever on one of the walls over in Egypt. And it's Anubis weighing the deceased pharaoh's heart against a feather. And I always used to think that was kind of a dumb thing, because, you know, God, isn't the heart going to be heavier than a feather? And of course it is. But I was shown by spirit what that meant, is that when the heart or the soul can release its pain, its suffering, any negative, denser vibrations, and it's lighter than that feather, it can actually, or it becomes lighter than the feather. It doesn't have to go through that what Anubis was doing. It just your soul knows as you make the passing or transition into the next dimensional level. But when you have released all the heavy burdens from the earth and everything like that, you're able to reconnect with the creative life force or God or all there is. And you don't have to come back for another incarnation, for another go-around. But if there is any karma that you've created, pain or suffering, anything that you want to work out, then, yeah, you're going to come back. So that's how I learned that each and every lifetime is really meant for the soul to continually purify itself till eventually it can reconnect with the creative life force. Isn't that cool?
Yes, I love that. It's beautiful. Life force is definitely, if we don't have much of a life force, it's not a good feeling. And I had that once happen to me. With long story short, I had an ulcer once, Scotty, and it zapped the life force out of me. And I really, that was the one time I felt lifeless, like a feather, like you mentioned the feather, because I felt like I had no life force. And I did end up healing that ulcer, but it was very traumatic at the time, you know, that it happened.
Yeah.
But,
well, if people could realize just how powerful we are, you know what I mean? We can, we could create anything. If we did not have fear, fear has to be in our bodies, in my opinion, to keep us on this planet because it's a dense, heavier, lower vibrational energy. If we got rid of fear and any of the other dense, lower vibrational energies, we could literally walk through walls. And I don't know if I ever told you about this or not, but back in the 30s or 40s, whenever President Woodrow Wilson was our president, he was asked to speak at the Cambridge University on commencement day. Well, commencement day is graduation day. And he told the students on that day that there was a physician who, upon x-raying the human heart, literally saw the trifold flame of God. Now, the trifold flame of God is a gold flame up the middle with a blue flame wrapped around it and a pink flame wrapped around it. And this physician was so astonished at seeing this that he x-rayed that human heart something like 2,000 or 4,000 times, and each and every time he saw the trifold flame of God. Well, do you know what that means to people like you and I, to us? Everyone, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I know I'm a part of God, and I know God's, you know, I'm a child of God or whatever. They don't get it. We're literally, physically, physiologically carrying the creative life force, the spark, the trifold flame of God in our hearts.
Wow,
so how can we be
beautiful.
Any less than our God selves? Every single thing that people say, every single thing that we do, every single thing that we think, we are co-creating with God our reality. Everything.
Yeah. Exactly. And it just, we have to remember, we have to find, we're on this journey to realize that like they say, self-realization, the self-realization process of it, right? I just, I want to look up that. Now you got me curious, Scotty, that Egypt of Anubis. I would love to look it up and find some images of it on the Google and check it out. It sounds
wonderful.
Yeah,
he's weighing the heart against the feather on a big scale.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Which is funny because that's my sign for Libra.
You're right. And you have a birthday next week, don't you? Don't you have your birthday next week?
Yeah, October 9th, John Lennon's birthday.
John Lennon, my favorite song is Imagine. Every time that song comes on, I want to cry. It's kind of a funny story, too.
I was walking to work one day, and there was some older man just sitting out there on the bench, you know, in front of the creek, because we're right on the creek at the Center for the New Age. And as I passed by him, he said, hey, you have John Lennon's birthday. And I looked at him, I'm like, what are you talking about? I thought he was trying to get me to come over and talk to him, and so you have John Lennon's birthday, and I said, yeah, right. I said, when's that? And he goes, October 9th.
Wow.
He about died. He has John Lennon talking to him.
That is so cool. I love it. And 9 is such a high vibrational number, too. That's so you, Scotty, the number 9. It's such a spiritual number. I love that
number.
Well,
if you look up the love cards, too, I'm the king of clubs. It's actually the most psychic card in the whole deck.
Really? The king of clubs?
Yeah, the king of clubs and the love cards, uh-huh. The communicator, teacher, freedom is its cry.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I want to free everybody of their issues and their problems and their pain.
That is something. Hey, Scotty, I had something really kind of exciting happen today out of the blue, and I don't know if it's connected to what you gave to me in our reading when you read for me, but something tells me it might have something to do with it. And I wanted, may I ask you one question about it?
Yeah, just keep in mind, I don't remember what you asked me in the reading because I don't remember readings.
Okay, that's probably even better. That's even better because it's all like blank slate. A lady named Carissa interviewed me today on Skype, and I just want to know what you see with that, if it's going to go anywhere or not, if Spirit can tell me. Where is it going with the Carissa? And a part of the company was a snake. There's a snake logo to do with it. It's a snake company. Without me saying the whole name on the air.
Did she interview you to be possibly a host for something or to do something for their business?
To work with them, something to do with television.
Okay.
But it's not really a host, though. It's not a host. It's something else. It's more of a
You know, I got to be honest with you, Pamela, because, you know, if people pay attention to their body, you know, they get the answers right away, and it's our self-doubt that kind of blows us getting the answers because we doubt it, we think it's coming from us or that we're making it up. Before you even said anything about the TV show or just any of that stuff, when you mentioned her name and that she interviewed you, my body kind of went, ugh. And it's not that there's going to be anything bad or negative that could happen. It could be just coming from you if you have any kind of fears or doubts or if you're getting any feelings that this might not be right for you, because I just pick up that energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to pay attention to that for whatever reason.
It went well. It did go good. I felt good in my body about it. I enjoyed it, whereas I've had some that have been disastrous. You know, that just weren't really good. And this one felt really good. But then again, you just don't know till you know, you know.
Yeah, because I'm getting that caution energy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Caution energy. So, well, okay. Even though you've had other interviews like this where you haven't had some good experiences, at least it's given you lessons that you've learned so that you know better what to ask, you know better how to analyze, you know, what happens, and to make better decisions for yourself as to whether or not you even want to go with this, you know?
Yeah.
This is an up-in-the-air thing right now.
Really
up in
the air.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This isn't a definite thing for you right now. It's very up in the air. I get that the timing thing has a lot to do with some of the issues. I don't know if it's timing on their part or timing on your part or both parts, that because of other things going on and all that, whether or not it'll be able to come together or not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, timing is everything in life.
Yep.
I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, so right now it's kind of like up in the air.
It's a little up in the air. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we have another caller.
Okay.
924. Let's see. I don't believe we have picked up this call yet, Scotty. Let me see. 925, you're on the air with My Beauty Angel and Scotty.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kathy Briner. I'm calling from Walnut Creek, California.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
And do you spell Kathy with a C or a K?
K-A-T-H-Y.
Kathy, you had a reading with
me
before, haven't you?
No, I've been in touch with you about a seminar I'm going to at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
you're
I'll
coming
be in
to stay
Sedona.
With me. Yes. How are you?
Yeah, me. Hi, I'm good.
Did you want to ask a question?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question, and I just wanted to thank the lady who asked the question about the furlough and the National Park System, because I was thinking about asking about my son who's in the Army, and he's also very concerned about that, so I'll reassure him that he'll be paid the last week in October. So thank
probably.
You for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, my question is, just a little background about me. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in a hospital.
Oh, don't tell me anything
California.
About yourself. Kathy.
Oh,
Don't tell me anything about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, just ask your question, because this isn't about what I get. This is what I get from Spirit.
Okay, well, I did a meditation one night on a career change. I wasn't really sure which way to go. And so can I tell you what the message was I got in my dream?
If you have a question about the message,
Yeah, okay. So the message I got was, we need more intergalactic warriors. And I don't know what to do with that information, but it's been puzzling me for a while.
Have you been receiving any kind of communications?
Not really. I've had some visitors.
That's what I meant.
It frightened me, and so I kind of shut it down. But I'd like to reopen that channel or that communication. And I need some direction on how to do that.
Did you hear the portion of the show where I was talking about how to journal with your guides?
Yes.
Okay. All the beings in the other dimensional realms are pretty telepathic, and thought transcends space and time anyways. So you can put it out there, you know, breathing deeply into your nose and slowly out your mouth and relax, and have a pad of paper and pen handy, and just ask to be contacted by whoever your spiritual teachers and guides are, after asking Archangel Michael to bring down the golden dome of protection around you, then ask your guides, you know, whoever can answer your questions about this intergalactic warrior information that you received, to come through. And then even if you think you're making it up, write it down.
Okay.
Write it down. And then don't forget to go through your writings and ask yourself those questions. Are these my words? Is this how I talk? Is this how I think? So that on your subconscious level, you can, you know, start to erase your doubt issues, because it's going to take a while. We're all full of that human doubt system. I mean, I was too. So that's what you want to do, because apparently, you know, you might be here acting as a liaison to help those that aren't able to connect with their guides in the way that you would be able to, because even if they're from other planets, think about it. You know, angels aren't physically on this planet, so you could consider them aliens too. You know, most people think of aliens as being the scary ones that abduct people and do experiments on them, and that's not necessarily true. I mean, I think there's a book even called Jesus Was an Alien. You know. But anyways, don't be afraid of these beings, because they're here to help us through our transition in life to being our best and highest good.
Mm-hmm.
So just allow for that to happen, because apparently on some soul level you made an agreement before you came onto this planet to do that. See what I mean?
Yes, and it was such a shocking message, because it came out of nowhere, you know, where I was at the time. And I've been searching ever since I got the message, so I will start doing that journaling.
Yeah, because, see, you're ready for that, and it's time. Because think about it. If they had said this to you, like, even maybe a year ago, you would have freaked out and probably shut down completely.
Well,
and see, now, even though it's a shock, you're somewhat ready, so that's why they're like kick-starting you into action.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you, Kathy. Bless you. I'm going to put you back on hold now. Okay, and we do, thank you. We do have another caller. It looks like 909. I'll try you one more time. I don't know why we've had a little mix-up, but we'll try you. 909, welcome.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that. Thank you for taking my call again.
Sure.
This has been a very interesting show. Thank you. My name is Sandra. And what I'm calling back, I know we're running low on time, is
Sandra,
I'm in California.
Riverside, California. Okay, and what's your question?
I was told I'm supposed to be accessing abilities that I brought forward in this lifetime, and they said to go back and look through the history, and I'm not sure exactly how to do that or what that exactly meant. Obviously, it would be my history.
You know, that's interesting, Sandra, because I personally did not know about all of my past lives where I had been a priest, an oracle at Delphi. And I guess in one lifetime they even burned me as a witch, even though I wasn't a witch, I was a healer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, have you ever tried to do any kind of past life regressions or have an experience like that?
I have, but... And I've been told different things. I've been told that I've been a priestess. I was a priestess in Lemuria, you know, all the way along, everywhere from a priestess to a scullery maid, you know, and everything in between. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm just curious about bringing it up within myself. I know it's there. I'm just not sure if I should try to contact the, and I'm not going to pronounce the Akashic Records,
uh-huh.
Thank you. That way, or if journaling would be good for it, or more meditation, just calling it up.
You can try the journaling, but let me ask you something. Do you have access to a pool?
A swimming pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a technique that you can do, is that, you know, when you get into the pool, you know, and hopefully nobody else is around, you can do this by yourself, because you're going to want to float. But before you float, you know, just stand there in the water, and close your eyes and breathe in deeply into your nose and slowly out your mouth, and put it out there that you'd like to have your guides come through and help you with, and then say whatever you want. You can say, like, help me with whatever past lives I need to see for my next step in my spiritual growth, or is there anything I need to release or do? Because you also want to release any past pains and sufferings from past lives to lighten your soul. I mean, if you're going to be an example for others to follow, a teacher, then there's going to have to be some experience that you've had, too, that you can give your experiences from. You know, you can talk to them from your personal experiences and help them. But that's a really good technique, is to focus on that first and then just float.
All right.
And float long enough for you to start having an experience. Don't try to, you know, it might not happen at first until you get used to it. But when you can float and just relax and think of nothing, then sometimes you'll see a whole scene unfold in front of you, or you'll go through experience. Now, don't be surprised. It was a little traumatic. And don't float in a jacuzzi, for God's sakes, with the bubbles going. I ended up getting thrown into a past life where I was being stampeded by a whole herd of buffalo. And I came flying up out of that water going, you know, and I even saw them go over the cliff edge with the dust rising in the air. So it's like, no jacuzzi with bubbles, a pool.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Sounds good.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra, for calling in to speak with Scotty. I just want to remind you, if you'd like to speak with her privately, you can phone her at 928-282-2085. Also, her email is Scotty, S-C-O-T-T-I-E, Little, L-I-T-T-L-E-S-T-A-R. That's Scotty Littlestar at Sudden, S-U-D-D-E-N-L-I-N-K, suddenlink.net, not .com. .net, N-E-T.
Okay.
And you're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and I think we have another caller, so I'm going to put you back on hold. Bless you, Sandra. She's a sweetheart. She's a kind of a regular here for the My Beauty Angel show.
Oh, she's
going to
do great. Yeah.
She's really, she really does listen and follows through. I really feel that she's very sincere to follow.
But she's also being called to be a service right now, which is perfect.
That's awesome. Thank you, Scotty, for that great reading. It looks like we have 925, or 925, did I already pick you up? I'm not sure. No, I did pick up 217. 217, welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show. How can we be of service to you today?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Deborah. Yes, welcome, dear.
Hi, how are you? I just I'm good. I got in on the tail end of this, and I'm sorry. I wanted to listen to the whole show, but I wasn't able to. But I just had a question for Scotty.
And what town do you live in? Deborah, she needs to know what.
Decatur, Illinois.
D-E-C-A-T-U-R?
Right.
And is it Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H or D-E-B-R-A?
D-E-B-R-A.
And what's your last name, please?
Charvaron.
Spell it for me.
C-H-A-R-V-E-R-O-N.
Great. What's your question?
I just wanted to know if there was something meaningful that would come through you for me at this present time.
Do you see what I'm saying about how you ask your question? That's like asking a fortune teller. You want to relate it to a specific topic, because I'm actually relaying this to spirit. So when you say, well, tell me something about me, your mind just goes blank.
Well, I mean, something that is...
In relation to what?
See.
We're multidimensional. Career, romance, because the minute you said that, I ended up picking up a male energy.
That may be my guide. Can you pick up spirit guides?
Yes. Can you ask a specific question, though, please?
Well, I'm concerned about my health at this point.
And what's going on?
And a lot of things. I mean, there's a long list of problems, and I just want to know if healing will take place this year.
Well, there's a lot going on in the lungs and chest area, too.
Right.
Because you're in a weakened state of a weakened state of mind, as well as a weakened state of your body. So you want to work on building up your breathing. Have you ever done any breathing exercises?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, when we don't do deep breathing exercises on a regular basis, our lungs tend to collapse a little bit, and a lot of women get pain around the chest, and they don't know why, and then they start doing breathing exercises, and while it might hurt in the beginning, it helps to open them up and unclog them and expand them, and then the pain goes away. There's so much that I could talk to you about, and we're running out of time, that I really wish you would call me. I really wish you would call me, and we can talk on the phone or whatever, but there's a lot of things going on with you in a lot of areas, too much to mention on the air in such a short period of time, that could actually help you. But the breathing exercises is the one thing I'm going to mention right now. Because of the weakness in your lung, you want to start building up your lung, your breathing, your lung muscles, and your heart, and work on that, because and there's a past life you had around the times of the plague as well.
Hmm.
You probably know about that, don't you?
That one I don't know about.
Yeah.
I know
it's like
a few others.
It's a time when there was some kind. It might not have been the Black Plague, but it might have been a plague-like thing, like where they had tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I might be in England or Europe somewhere. There's an energy there that's from the past life, and whatever energies you're carrying from that past life, it would be great, because I get past life information during people's readings too, that sometimes actually helps to relieve them of the issue. But a quick answer is going to help you with all of what you have going on. There's this multidimensional for you.
Okay. All
and
right.
It's changing your mind. I don't know if you listen to the whole show or if you get a chance to listen to the archives, but there's a portion where I talked about the trifold flame of God and raising our consciousness and everything, because that's and releasing and letting go. You might want to do a little forgiveness ceremony too, which I can talk to you off the air of how to do that, how to cut the cords from anything that's ever caused you pain and suffering, how to bring in Saint Germain with the violet flame up through your entire body to transmute those energies, and lastly, and how to cleanse it through with a blue waterfall, but lastly, how to surround yourself with the golden, yellow, white of the light, which is the Christ vibrational energy. There's a meditation that I would give you to help you with all that, so it could at least give you some strength so that you can do even more of what you need to do, but right now you can't even get to that more because you're in such a weakened state. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So let's
Deborah,
build up the breath work.
Okay.
Deborah, I did
right.
send you privately.
You.
I just emailed you, dear. Deborah's also a good friend of mine, too, wonderful friend of mine, also like-minded like us, Scotty. I just emailed her your phone number, 928-282-2085, and also your website with all the other
right.
phone
and just
numbers.
Just so people know, that's the Center for the New Age's phone number. That's not
right,
my home
the
phone.
Center, that's the Center for the New Age, but they can reach you there, right, Scotty?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, well, we're actually 2 minutes over time. Do we need to jump off now, Scotty, or do you want to take one caller, or do we need to end it now? If we did it really fast, we could take one more caller. But
if that's what you want me to do, I'm here for you.
Okay, dear. Hugs and love to you, Deborah. I'm going to have to put you back in the queue, dear.
Okay.
Love you. She's a sweetheart, and I know
mm-hmm.
she's going through a lot. So thank you, Scotty. Okay, 843, we can quickly, do you have a question for Scotty, and where are you calling from? Your name and where are you calling from, 843-889? Hello?
Oh, they probably hung up thinking the show was over.
843, are you still there?
Yes. Yeah.
Your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina. My name is Rachel Moore.
Oh, hi, Rachel. Do you have a question for Scotty?
I thought of this was the faith of the faith.
Oh no, she's going to start up in about 25 more minutes.
Okay, that's what I'm calling to speak to her.
Okay, dear. In 25 minutes, we're going to sign off for now. So blessings
all right, thank
to
you.
Thank you. God bless you, dear. Okay, she's calling in for Patricia Brenneman, so we went in 4 minutes over. We're okay.
Okay.
So at this point, I wanted to say thank you, Scotty. Everybody, I'm sure, benefited in some way. You're awesome, and, you know, we love you, and I want to have you back again when time permits and your schedule you know, maybe later, you know, maybe in November. Who knows? I mean, this month seems like it's going to get busy. Yeah, I know you're going to have your happy birthday next week. And thank you for referring us to Melinda. Melinda's going to be our guest next week in the UFO area and ETs and ghosts and fun stuff. So.
Right. Well, blessings to you and blessings to all of your listeners.
Thank you, Scotty. And you have a wonderful evening, dear. Big hugs.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.